Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across the country, the weather today is cool with clear skies. In Tel Aviv, expect a pleasant day with sunshine, while Jerusalem will enjoy a mild breeze. In Haifa, people can look forward to a bright day. Eilat remains warm with lots of sunshine. A perfect day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Israeli civilian working for the IDF killed in operation in southern Lebanon. This comes from Walla, reported 4 hours ago. Also, Trump declares, "We defeated Iran. We will never let them acquire nuclear weapons," during a meeting with King Charles. This update is from Israel Hayom, reported 55 minutes ago. Also this hour. Israel's president's office is inviting parties for talks to explore plea deal options in Netanyahu's case. This is from I-24 News, reported 8 hours ago. Separately, a civilian contractor was killed by a Hezbollah drone in Lebanon. The incident is reported by Ynet 7 hours ago. And finally, the Trump administration has sanctioned the Iranian shadow banking sector. This report comes from JNS 4 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Spencer Brown retweeted just minutes ago, highlighting arguments against portraying political violence as solely a right-wing issue. Mark Dubovitz, CEO of a policy institute, noted 15 minutes ago that there are growing fractures within Iran's regime support base, emphasizing a strategy of maximum pressure. Eli Afriat, an Israeli journalist, posted 17 minutes ago about Amit Mann, a medic who was tragically killed while treating the wounded, sharing her last photo with a message of remembrance. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, sources confirm an Israeli civilian working with the IDF was killed in an operation in southern Lebanon. According to Walla, this incident highlights ongoing tensions in the region. The Northern Command admits concerns over Hezbollah's activity impacting security assessments. Turning to Trump's recent statements, the former president emphasized the U.S. stance against Iran's nuclear ambitions. This, during a meeting with King Charles at the White House. Israel Hayom reports the leaders discussed global security issues, which underscores the significance of international alliances against common threats. Meanwhile, President Herzog's office is taking steps to address the Netanyahu legal situation. I-24 News notes that talks are underway to explore plea deal options. This highlights ongoing political dynamics in Israel and potential impacts on governance. In Lebanon, a civilian contractor was killed by a Hezbollah drone targeting an engineering vehicle. UNET reports the incident involved defense ministry work with IDF forces. This strike follows earlier reports of increased Hezbollah activity, raising concerns about regional stability. And finally, the U.S. has imposed sanctions on Iran's shadow banking sector. JNS highlights these measures as part of a broader strategy to curb Iran's support for terrorism. This move aims to disrupt financial channels that threaten international peace. Turning to business and markets. First, after 9 years of anticipation, 250 immigrants from the Menashe tribe have reunited with their families in Israel. This historic event is covered by Israel Hayom Business. Separately, Intel's recent rally reflects relief more than a full recovery. Strong earnings and AI optimism have lifted shares, though challenges remain. This is reported by CTEC. And finally, the EU aviation regulator has extended its advisory against flying to Israel. Globes reports this will delay the resumption of flights by European airlines, impacting travel plans. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.